Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, D-E-E-R, Brook Emergency Hospital, date of visit 8/30/2024. Chart review, Dr. Paul English, first patient, J.S., 17-year-old young lady with cough, congestion, URI-type symptoms, swab test negative, was treated with no antibiotic, no medication, was sent home doing better, mom liked the doctor. Next patient is Natalie, N.S., 48-year-old woman, the mother of the patient above. She also had the same symptoms. She did not get any medication. Her swab tests were negative. She wishes she'd received some because she now has green sputum, bronchitis-type symptoms. She's not a smoker. And but she liked the doctor, and she's going to call the hospital to see if they can get her a Z-Pak or she'll go see her regular physician. Next patient is DD. This is a 52-year-old gentleman, comes in with severe cough, hypoxic, very high D-dimer, hypertensive, CTA showed possible PE, was sent to the Woodlands for further evaluation. When I called the patient, no one answered, but the workup was complete. Not only did it include cardiac, pulmonary workup, but it also included a cardiac workup. Next patient is DJ, 55-year-old male, comes in with a numbness facial. The history is that he becomes hypokalemic and hypomagnesemic off and on, and when he does that, he does have neuropathy-type symptoms. For this reason, a full panel was done. Patient did have low potassium and magnesium. It was recommended for patient to stay, but he chose to take tablets by mouth and go home. His potassium level was not critical. And Dr. English wrote him a prescription for both medication and sent him home. He did not answer the phone to get feedback from him. SC is a 24-year-old young lady, comes in with lower abdominal pain slash pelvic pain. CT was consistent with a 2.4-centimeter ovarian cyst, a urinary tract infection as well. Noted lab work negatives, white count negative, chemistry negative, CT reviewed. Was very happy with the care received and is doing much better. Next patient is AV, 27-year-old male, fell, fractured his radius. Pain is controlled with medication, has been referred to a specialist, has a splint in place, and liked our doctor very much. Next patient is SD, 43-year-old with abdominal epigastric pain. Blood work was negative. H. pylori was positive, was treated for H. pylori, left message for patient to call me back. No CT was done because the location of the pain, I suspect. Thank you.